That music means it's time for a Donnie Football Debrief, his biggest football topic of the day, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Next door to us is 100.1 FM, 1020 KDK AM. And they have an overnight producer who used to catch touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers named Jermichael Finley. And he texted me during the break and mentioned that in July of 1986, the Pirates got Bobby Bonilla back from the White Sox for Jose De Leon. That would be a deadline deal.
Was the Van Slyke deal in the
deadline? No, that was the first day of the season, April 1st.
Was it really?
Yeah. Mike Dunn, Spanky LaValliere, and Andy Van Slyke for Tony Pena. But you want to talk about...
He's just got it checking.
No, that's not me. Like, check out the big brain on Jermike.
Doesn't have a lot of other things clouding his brain right now.
He's pulling a trade from 39 years ago, and I think he might be right.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, it's right. I'm looking at Bobby Bonilla's baseball reference page, July 23rd, 1986, after the White Sox had taken Bonilla off the Pirates in the Rule 5 draft. They got him back. Now, you can criticize them, I guess, for losing him in the Rule 5 draft in the first place. I don't know.
Bobby Bo just collecting checks until 2035. Huh. A true hero of the business side hustle.
Is he a first ballot business Hall of Famer, a sports business Hall
of
Famer?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, he's up there with Kirk Cousins.
And Chase Daniel. But you know what? Cousins has made the most money. But honestly, I like Bonilla's hustle better. He and his agent agreed to have two separate teams defer money to him. The Orioles, I think, owe his ass money, too.
Damn.
Well, wasn't the Mets thing, didn't that have a lot to do with Bernie Madoff?
I have not.
Wasn't there some sort of
I got to be honest with you.
They approached him, and I think the agent agreed, and he agreed to the deferment with, like, interest, obviously. It might have been Madoff connected. It's just either way, having the foresight and Bonilla being good enough on his own with his money. To be like, yeah, I'll take that bad boy paid off.
I don't know why, but I've not really gone out of my way to find.
Because you're a Mets fan and all that stuff there. Connected to Madoff hurts your soul at a deep, profound
no,
level.
No, it's just like Bonilla sucking and like me loving that team in the early to mid 90s and them being complete ass with like overpaid guys.
One of the first Pirates games, in fact, the first one I remember actually attending at Three River Stadium, Lloyd McClendon hit a grand slam and the Pirates beat the Mets 19-2. Which was fun to watch.
Donnie, do you remember your first Pirates game as a kid?
I actually don't. Like, I don't remember who they played. I don't know, maybe the Cardinals, because back then they were playing the NL Central like 25 times a year.
Yeah.
I just know I sat out in right field, and it was like a trip with, like, I don't know, whatever, like, Little League baseball team I was playing for. I was only, like, probably 5 or 6 years old.
I'll give, by the way, either one of you $5 right now if you can tell me where Lloyd McClendon went to school, college.
Furman.
No. I'll give you $5, Donnie, if you name. He got drafted in the 8th round out of a university.
Hofstra.
Valparaiso.
Wow.
Big Valpo guy.
How about our Little League trip was to a Yankees game? And I despise the Yankees, so I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to that. Screw that. You guys can all go. I'm going to act a protest, not go. I was the only kid in the entire Little League that didn't go.
That is just incredibly on.
Please tell me something very notable
happened. That was
the day
David Wells pitched a perfect
no,
game.
No, it was not.
I swear to God.
No, it was not.
I swear to God.
He would have been 12 years old that summer,
yeah.
1998.
I swear to God, that's the day.
Perfect age for Little League.
That's the day I missed. Everybody from my Little League saw David Wells pitch out of the game.
Did you absolutely have a little part of yourself that like hates your 12-year-old self for doing that?
That was my next question, though.
With how big of a sports fan you are.
Do you hate the Yankees more than the historian part of you? Like where you're like, I would have been mad to see the Yankees get a perfect game.
Yeah, I would not have enjoyed it in the moment. But I've never seen a no-hitter in person.
That's what I'm saying, like a perfect game.
I know, I've never even seen a no-hitter. I went to the Homer Bailey no-hitter, but I left like the second I got there. I was dating somebody who was not my wife at the time. It was a free t-shirt Friday. She wanted a drink on the North Shore. So I said, can we at least get the shirts? And she said, yes. So we got the shirts and walked right back out and he pitched a no-hitter. And I think I broke up with her 2 days later.
I had a high school game that night. I remember asking my dad after, like, oh, did you check on the Pirates? He just said, yeah, they got no hit.
Just very matter of fact.
So we probably got mercy rolled in the game, and the Pirates got no hit. That was a good Friday.
Donnie's biggest football story of the day is the debrief.
The debrief, July 29, 2025. A few things here we can touch on. First, let's check in on the poll that I put out there yesterday, Pony.
Yep.
When we were on. Got almost 1,000 votes. 79% of them saying that Big Ben, definitively a better quarterback than Brett Favre.
I expected Steelers fans to say that, even though I preface all of this by saying I think Ben Roethlisberger is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and I loved watching him play here, and I really, really loved doing a radio show with him. But outside of Pittsburgh, there's no other football fan who would evaluate the two careers and say that Ben was better. No one else, no objective fan would say that. It's
people
that
also,
black and white.
Yeah, people also feel like, oh, if I vote somebody against Big Ben, it's a knock on Ben. Like, no, it's not. I mean, you can still say, like we were saying yesterday, I think Ben is probably in like the top 12 to 15 of all time. I think Brett Favre is probably like top 8 or top 8 to 10.
Just to put a fine point on this.
No, we knew you'd want to do that, so by all means.
Ballsy's digging in here. He's about to bring in Warren Moon.
No, just to put a finer point on this, and you guys were in the right to say Brett Favre's better and to roll your eyes at this. Ben, whether you think it's fair or not, not one single MVP vote received in his whole career. Brett Favre pulled a Tom Emanski, back-to-back-to-back NFL MVPs, throwing in those three seasons 38 39 and 35 touchdowns. What is Ben's career high for one season in tutties?
34, I thought.
Maybe 34. Guess what? Brett Favre wasn't playing in a pass happy era, and he threw that many.
That's what I mean. I agree with what you just said there. I think, like, I agree. Like the mid 90s or early 90s, throwing for 35 touchdowns in a season is like the equivalent 10 years ago of throwing 45. You know, and he did that on those teams in Green Bay.
And in 95, I mean, he threw for 4,400 yards to lead the league.
I don't know. I hate to, like, argue with, like, a nameless gray face contingent of people, but I guess I'm doing that now.
Yeah, go for it.
It's funny because, like, Drew Brees gets dinged for playing in a dome, but Favre doesn't get any credit for doing it at Lambeau with these people that want to put Ben ahead of both of those guys. Those are the two, by the way, among the reaction we got on social media and on the air. People agreed with Art Rooney and said Ben was a top 10 quarterback, and the two guys they wanted to kick out of the top 10 for Ben the most were Favre and Brees.
Favre also just...
And then Bradshaw. Bradshaw was probably third. They wanted to kick out their own guy for Ben.
We need Ben Tenuta. We need our guy Ben Tenuta on the video side to put up a video of Terry in the Super Bowl, like a highlight package, and just go, kids today forget Terry Bradshaw was tough.
What's the other thing you had to
Also, one other thing about Favre, Donnie, this will take me 10 seconds. His penultimate season with the Vikings, which did end with him throwing a back-breaking NFC title game pick, was a statistical better season than pretty much anything Ben ever did.
You know, 33-7.
Quarterback rating of almost 107.2. QBR of 74. I'm sorry. You might not like the guy, and he is a bad guy, Brett Favre.
There goes Moral Mulsey.
Oh, he is in the bad guy
category.
Oh, yeah,
Moral Mulsey is joined
gone off on old Brett Favre a couple times.
He's Moral Mulsey joined on this accord by... Look, I mean,
You asked the whole state of Mississippi if Brett Favre's a bad guy.
Anyway, the rest.
Well, the other thing, since I won't be with you guys for
we'll
the
be at Sharky's
for
tomorrow,
the next 2 days.
Sharky's and then what, live casino? You are just going to kill out there.
So Thursday night, we have the first NFL game of the season. I will have Joel on the board with me.
Yep.
Oh, he'll be betting his ass
off. How much of a degenerate move is it to bet on the Hall of Fame game?
Okay, this is embarrassing.
Pony will do it.
I'll admit something about me that's embarrassing. I don't even know who's playing.
Lions and Chargers.
I've given it so little thought.
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago when I told Malzy, hey, we got football this month.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Could not have sounded more upset.
There's probably a good Ken Burns documentary on PBS I can watch instead.
Oh, okay. Mr. Guy who has probably watched Ken Burns documentaries in the last 2 days. That's why he's saying it.
We got Chargers and Lions. Trey Lance is going
to
start.
He will bet. If you ask him to, he will literally bet Trey Lance's touchdown over-under for that game.
They don't post that for, I know, because I've checked. What do you think the line is in that game?
I don't know, 2.5?
Lions -1.5. You know who's going to be their quarterback? Former Steeler. Kyle Allen.
No Hendon Hooker?
No. I don't think so. I think it's going to be Kyle Allen against Trey Lance.
Yep. Now, do you still go by your old strategy of just looking at the QB rooms?
And who's going to play? Yep. There's money to be made there.
How did you?
So will you bet
on
that game?
I will. I probably will.
I mean,
I'm going to watch.
I think I'm going to be too much in the mood. I'm going to have Joel. I'm going to be at a casino. I'm going to say, you know what? Here we go.
Good.
Yeah.
Live a little bit.
Pony, will you watch all 60 minutes of that game?
I will. Yeah.
Donnie, will you go back and make sure you watch the game since you won't technically be able to watch it while you do the show, like, fully, you know, full attention?
I won't make an effort to go back and watch the full thing.
I watch more preseason football than I care to admit.
Well, I remember.
Hold on. Is it because you want to feel like doing so if you see the starters or even the backups gives you a better depth of knowledge on these teams?
I know it doesn't mean anything. I've learned my lesson, but I still am entertained by it in a weird way.
I would have thought, okay, the entertainment's like separate from saying it doesn't mean anything. I hope that the Kenny Pickett preseason cured you of something.
But
for good, though.
I can also remember 2 years ago, right after Stella was born, Sarah and I went over to your house on like a Friday night or something, like got dinner. Sarah and Amanda are in the kitchen, like just chopping it up. What are we doing on Pony's couch? We go from one preseason game to another.
Oh, yes.
To another. Absolutely sicko behavior.
We were whipping
it around. We're watching like the local San Francisco 49ers broadcast.
Just disgusting behavior by both of you. God, do I hate that.
All right. Come